And following NPR, time for some state and local stories here on WMOT. This is Mike Osborne in the newsroom. Debate on the immigration issue continues this week in Washington. WMOT reporting partner WalletHub.com is weighing in with an analysis of what kind of economic impact immigrants have in each state. Personal finance website used 19 metrics to score the states, including foreign-born household income to jobs generated by immigrant-owned businesses. Joe Gonzalez is a WalletHub analyst.
Tennessee ranked toward the bottom here, so that means that immigrants have smaller impact in Tennessee than most other states. It ranked 44th out of all 50 states plus D.C.
Gonzalez says about 10% of all businesses in Tennessee are owned by foreign-born individuals. That's close to the national average. But only about half of the state's foreign-born residents own their own home. That's well below average. When you consider the economic impact immigrants are having among Tennessee's regional neighbors here in the Southeast, the state again has a middling score.
Tennessee is really only beat out here by South Carolina at number 45, Louisiana 46. As far as the South, Arkansas and Alabama are in the bottom 10 as well.
The states with the largest economic impact from foreign-born individuals are right where you would expect, along both coasts. New York, New Jersey, Maryland, California, and Washington State are all in the top 10. WMOT News is a service of the Center for Innovation in Media, part of the College of Media and Entertainment here at Middle Tennessee State.